Petromarine wants to swap land and a building it owns on South Nordic Drive just across the street from the community cold storage for parcels that Petro leases from the borough across the street from the company's plant. Petersburg's Harbor Department wants the Petro building and land for a centralized site to maintain all three harbors. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci supported the exchange.
You know, this is part of the long-term plan for the Harbor Department. This meets the needs. This is not building a new structure to house the harbor stuff. I mean, we have a building. It's ready to go.
The Petro property includes the site of the old Union Oil, or AFS, tank farm. Under former owners, that site was contaminated by leaking heating oil. ConocoPhillips paid for cleanup work and had contaminated soil removed. In 2012, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation signed off on the cleanup work. The difference in assessed values is nearly $130,000, with the Petro property valued higher. But the company has pledged to put any payment from the borough toward the construction of a mooring dolphin at the city dock that Petro leases from the borough. Assemblymember Bob Lynn expected it would take another $150,000 to $200,000 to upgrade the Petro building for Harbor Department use.
And so when I look at that, and I look at then, I think there's a figure there that they gave us of $300,000 to build a new facility and put it on borough property. Seems to me that that would be closer in, would be probably a better way to go. So I can't support this.
Mayor Mark Jensen said he was concerned with the condition of the Petro's building, which dates back to around 1980. The borough would also lose a little over $32,000 a year in property tax and lease revenue by swapping the land. Mucci pointed out the swap was recommended by the Planning Commission and the Harbor Board, and he didn't think constructing a new building on borough land is the way to go.
If you think that you're going to get support to build another new building to house something in the harbor, I think it's going to be a tough road to hoe. I think the Harbor Department has done their job. The Planning and Zoning has done their job. Harbor Advisory Board has done their job, and I think it's up to us to just take their recommendations and move forward with it. If we don't move forward with the recommendations from the Planning and Zoning of the Harbor Department, then why have those commissions?
The vote was 4-3 to authorize the borough manager to negotiate the swap with the possibility of constructing that mooring dolphin as well. Jensen, Lynn, and Brandy Morrell voted against it. The assembly ended their meeting by going into a closed-door executive session with borough staff to discuss the borough's strategy for those negotiations. It's still a long way from a done deal. The terms of the exchange will require assembly approval at a later date. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.